From Housing Wire, Loan Depot seeks flexibility to raise capital through $250 million shelf filing. Loan Depot has filed a $250 million shelf registration statement, giving the company flexibility to issue a range of securities over time to raise capital, according to a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission SEC on Thursday. The announcement came days after the Irvine, California-based mortgage lender reported a net loss of $54.90 million in the first quarter, compared to a loss of $32.80 million in the fourth quarter of 2025. According to the company, the net proceeds may be used for general corporate purposes, including debt repayment, acquisitions, working capital, capital expenditures, and investments in subsidiaries. The filing is a shelf registration, meaning the company can sell securities on a continuous or delayed basis without submitting a new registration for each offering. The registration covers Class A common stock, preferred stock, debt securities, senior or subordinated, warrants, depositary shares, purchase contracts, and units. A significant shift in the company's stock structure occurred in February, the five-year anniversary of its initial public offering, when Class C and Class D supervoting shares, which carried 5 votes per share, automatically converted into Class B and Class A shares, respectively. In the filing, the company said a small group of large stockholders continues to control the company, which could create conflicts with the interests of minority shareholders. Loan Depot shares were trading at $1.34 on Monday morning, down 4.3% from the previous close. Loan Depot, the fifth-largest retail-focused non-bank mortgage originator and the ninth-largest overall retail originator in 2025, originated $7.70 billion in loans during the quarter, down 5% from the prior quarter. The conversion effectively eliminated the company's dual-class supervoting structure. As of early May, Loan Depot had 231,707,950 shares of Class A common stock outstanding and 106,115,949 shares of Class B common stock outstanding. During the company's earnings call, founder and CEO Anthony H.C. said Loan Depot continued to benefit from investments in growth and efficiency initiatives despite a volatile market environment. Loan Depot re-entered the wholesale channel in early 2026 after exiting the business in 2022. The company also recently announced a partnership with Figure Technology Solutions that is expected to lower production costs, improve the customer experience, and accelerate loan closings. Flavia Ferlin-Nunes reported and wrote this article with drafting assistance from Housing Wire Automation, an editorial tool that helps transform announcements and industry data into Housing Wire-style news coverage.